Hello.
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 This is a show from Radia.
We are a group of stations
bringing new and forgotten ways
of making radio
to our listeners.
Each week, we give artists
the challenge to make radio
across the whole network
and
beyond.
Are you up for it?
Sound Art Radio Audio Hacking Club presents The Assisi Machine by Kerry Priest, starring Antonia Eastwood, Tom Eastwood, and Lindsay Fryett. Sound design by Tin Moth.
Well, Dr. Hamilton, you certainly left me with enough material here. Gah, where to start? What's this? Research Excellence Framework. Bin. You're invited to submit papers to the conference on... Bin. Keep. Keep for now. Bin. Come in. Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello, Dr. Farley. Just to let you know, the journalist from the Echo will be here at 11.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Have you seen the paper? The inquest concluded that Dr. Hamilton took his own life. Police are not looking for anyone else in connection with the investigation. Eyewitness accounts say Dr. Hamilton was found hung from a sycamore on Middle Meadow Walk. His eyes had been pecked out by...
Okay, thanks, Dave. Just leave it over there by the poetry books. Oh, bless him. Tapes, tapes. So we have wood pigeons... I'm guessing dawn chorus. Yep. Come in, it's open.
Hi, I emailed earlier. I'm Rebecca from the Echo.
Hello, Rebecca. Did you get a coffee, yeah?
Yes, thanks. So, well, we may as well get down to business, so to speak. As I said in the email, we've had lots of interest in the Dr. Hamilton story, so I wanted to get more of a complete picture about him. Anything you can tell me, really, about the research, his state of mind in the run-up to the...
Dr. Hamilton was very, and I do mean very, secretive about his research. He was paranoid that someone would steal his code. He made this machine that he claimed could translate birdsong. He called it the Assisi Machine, after St. Francis, who could talk to the animals. Except the Assisi Machine could listen and understand rather than talk, which is more impressive if you think about it.
Yes. Well, I mean, anyone can talk to an animal, right?
He always said that the patent was pending, and he never shared the code with us. We never got to play with the device. But he started publishing the transcripts of his bird chatter. And as you can imagine, it caused quite a stir. It would have been a staggering achievement. The idea that we might be able to pass bird speech. I mean, there are precedents in primate studies where researchers in Oklahoma taught simplified sign language to a chimp called Washoe.
Really?
Yes, but Washoe's vocabulary was limited to 350 signs, and it's not a natural language. It gives us no real insight into primate mentality. She's mostly just asking the researchers for bananas and stuff.
Sure. So what was so special about this machine then?
The Assisi machine was producing not just clear words and phrases, but beautiful chatter from these birds. Too beautiful. I don't know who it was who first flagged it up, but very quickly, everyone realised, unfortunately, that it was plagiarised. The transcripts were full of quotations from Anglo-Saxon poems, Norse epics, even Ted Hughes. I think he thought nobody reads poetry these days, so he wouldn't notice. It was pretty embarrassing all round. So, to cut a long story short, his work was completely discredited, and he was offered early retirement with superannuation.
So that was what pushed him over the edge?
Well, Dr. Hamilton kept insisting the machine was real. "All will be revealed," he kept saying the last time I saw him, which was the last departmental meeting of Easter term. That was the Wednesday, and he was found dead the following week.
That's quite a story. Look, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I think I've got enough here for now. Thanks.
Yep, okay then. Bye. Bin. Bin. What's this post-it note? It's all about the blackbirds. Beware corvids. Hang on. Is this the machine? So at least it exists. Have I got time for a little play? Yes. Right. How does this thing work? So, what have we got here? Input recording, open recording from file. Oh, he really was paranoid. He's deleted some of the code. Right, let's start with the birdsong. See if I can hear what parameters he was operating with to pass the song. I might be able to reconstruct some of the code. What have we got here? Blackbird. Perfect. Input recording and play and get the levels right. It's all about the blackbirds. Yeah. This is really rich source material. Huge pitch changes. The timbre is going to be tricky. Lots of repetition though, which is good. False starts, pauses. So these are our parameters. Pitch, tone, repetition, simultaneous output. Oh Christ, where are we? Output volume, down. Start algorithm. Yes. Right. Lunch.
Thank you. called Sun is. I want to play. Just listen carefully. Worm. My beast is terrible to think. It's the last of the men. Flick. A worm when the is good and destroyed, I will put with my soul. Never the same. Quick, quick. Get this solo down. Rises. Wrong. Do it again. Wrong. The run of demi semi. A song called. A song called. A song called. A song called. I pull from sounds many gardens. A worm. A wriggling twitter repeated in thousands. The peaks, quick and various as glossolalia, never the same. Quick, quick! I must get this solo down before the sun rises. Wrong! Do it again! Wrong! The run of demi-semi quavers, sounds of a fiddle dipped in liquid. A song called Sunrise. This is what I want to play. Sunrise, sunrise, in the spongy grass. Listen carefully to worm slide, worm tremor. My beak is tearing a glint of pink as the last of the bats flicker home, and the sun will be here soon and all of Earth's busyness. Quick, I need to get this solo down. I tear at the grass, I tear at a song called Sunrise. Sounds like a fiddle dipped in liquid, a worming liquid spongy sound. When the sun rises with the chorus of cloud and the orchestra of light, I will possess that dawn with my solo. I pull from sound's many gardens, a worm, a wriggling twitter repeated in thousands, the peaks quick and various as glossolalia, never the same.
Is that the radio?
Quick, quick, I must get this solo down.
No, it's the flipping Assisi.
Wrong, do it again. Wrong, the run of demi-semi quavers, sounds of
so
a fiddle
works.
Dipped
it
in
bloody
liquid.
Works.
A song called Sunrise. This is what I want to play. Sunrise, sunrise, in
this
the spongy
is beautiful.
Grass. Listen carefully.
Is it recording?
To worm slide, worm tremor. My beak is tearing a glint of pink.
Well, Dr. Hamilton, all will be revealed, eh? What next? More tapes, more birds, more evidence. Missel thrush? Nightingale? Seagull.
Give us a chip, come on! Chip, chip, come on! Ay, 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 give us a chip, you muppet! Ay, 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 love it, love it! Sweet as a sprat, sweet as an effing sprat! Get back in your nest, you filthy little mug! You stinking little rat! Ay, ay, ay! Sweet as an effing sprat!
Raven one... This is going to be tricky. Raven 2.
If you can hear this, turn it off now. Please eject this tape. I repeat, turn off this tape. Do not listen to this tape.
It's only ravens cawing. Maybe you were going mad, Dr. H.
Ah!
Let's see what the Assisi makes of it. It's open.
Hey, how's my little one-armed bandit doing?
Very funny. It's a lot better this week, actually.
How did you do it, did you say?
I fell off my desk. I was standing on it, and I just sort of slipped and landed whack on my elbow. Twisted my arm, something rotten.
What were you doing up on the desk?
I can't remember. That's the weird thing. I was going through all the bird tapes and then... Anyway, it's only sprained. Could be worse. Are you coming to Dr. Hamilton's memorial?
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? I bet it's going to be so busy now that he's exonerated. So how's work going with the Assisi machine?
Great. I'm just getting really flummoxed by the Corvids. All the usual settings seem to produce gibberish. Well, not gibberish exactly. Vowel and consonant clusters, but they're meaningless. Listen to this here. It's almost like a lullaby. But the words are not actual words.
Down you later, yearly to go hoda. Honga fodin, hoda fine.
That's Old Norse.
Christ! Why didn't I think to check if it was in another language?
I was in Reykjavik in November for the Historical Linguistics Conference. It's really very striking how similar Old Norse is to modern day Icelandic.
Come on then, what's it saying?
I only got a smattering. Othin, that's Odin. Sky, I'm not sure.
Let me just add a translator plugin. Select language. No Old Norse.
Icelandic?
Wounded shall you hang on the windswept gallows. Master Odin awaits your soul. Come and join the chosen dead, Dr. Hamilton. Come and see the Golden Hall.
We can cut you, we can score you, we can help you, we can send you. We can cut
we can
you,
cut
we
you.
Can score
we can
you,
score
we can
you.
Help you,
we can help
we can
you.
You,
we can send you,
we can cut you,
we can
score
you,
we can
score
you,
we can help you, we can send you.
Thing I still don't get. Why did Dr. Hamilton plagiarise all those poems in his transcripts?
I've always wondered what Ted Hughes meant when he said all true poets are shamans. Perhaps this is it. Ted Hughes, Sylvia Plath, T.S. Eliot, H.D., Ezra Pound, Maggie O'Sullivan. They've all been described as dabbling in the occult.
So you're saying they really could hear the voices of nature?
Yes. Or perhaps the Assisi machine is nothing more than a simulation of the same brain processes humans like the great poets use when they listen very intently to nature.
And perhaps the results are the same either way.
Exactly. Are you throwing out that pile of poetry books?
No. I think I'll keep them.
Find us on the internet, radio.fm.